J'invite Frère Zaniewski de Souza.
I invite Brother Souza Zaniewski to come forward with the opening prayer.
Let's pray. The Creator of earth, heaven, everything which we could able to see, which we couldn't able to see yet, our God Almighty Jehovah, we praise you, we thank you, we obey you. Thanks for this beautiful opportunity that you have given to us. Thanks for this meeting. I pray for all the brethren. I pray for all the ecclesia all over the world. I pray for everybody who is suffering from a lot of diseases all over the world. Please be with us now and rest of this convention and guide us. Help us to understand about your divine plan and secret. Let us understand about you, your only son. And thanks for giving this opportunity that we could able to attend this meeting after a long time. I thank for that you have given this opportunity that we could able to meet our every brethren from all over the world, and also who all attending this convention by online. Also, please be with him, be with them, and please lead this meeting under your circumstance. And be thankful for Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his own life just because of our sin. Make us to remember about it all the time. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Merci.
Thank you.
C'est la dernière partie de notre...
It's the last section of the day. Invite Brother Darek Bivalets to go ahead and start the session in the interest of time. The interviews and testimonies.
Drogo umiłowani, naszym Panu Jezusie Chrystusie.
My dear brethren, beloved ones in our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, our friends and our dear children, it is our great joy to be here in this place, in the community of brothers and sisters in Christ from so many different countries all over the world. I bring you special greetings, which I bring from the brethren in Wrocław. All the brothers and sisters asked to send their special brotherly love and Christian greetings for all of those participating in the International Convention. Brethren also came and handed me other greetings from other classes in Poland. We still have two brotherly Christian greetings from the brethren for the brethren in Swarzędza. Brotherly love for all of the participants of the convention come from the brethren in Lublin, Poland. We thank you for these wonderful greetings. My dear brethren, we had a particular day today in which we participated in the baptismal service, and we would like to take the time to get to know these brethren who were the candidates for baptism today. And we still haven't learned what their names are, where they're from, and what ecclesia they come from. I asked these brethren if they could come for a moment and so we could see them and get to know them so we can introduce them to everybody. Could those individuals please come up to the front?
I would like to speak English, right? Yeah, we'll switch English for a moment. I would like you to introduce yourself. What is your name and what ecclesia you come from?
My name is Daniel Dedescu. I live in the United States and my ecclesia is from Chicago.
So you come from America currently. Okay. It's very nice to meet you, and I wish you a Lord's guidance in your new life so that Christ may live in you and you may live the life of Christ.
Thank you.
Sora, I don't nie mówię po rumuńsku, ale ktoś może mi pomóc.
I don't speak Romanian, maybe someone can help me. Can you help us introduce the sister? Can Sister Theodora please stand so everyone can see you? And tell us what your name is and what from which ecclesia you're from. My name is Theodora. I am now one of your sisters. And now we are more and more brethren. I'm from Moldova. I'm from the southern part of Moldova, in the Tinsareng general meeting. Thank you.
My name is Bartek Milan. I come from the Biłgoraj class. Another brother. Brother Mirosław Rybień, which I spoke with before dinner. Unfortunately, he had to leave to go home because of family and personal matters, but tomorrow he will be back. He was a bit disappointed that he couldn't be with us this evening. But I wanted to share that this was his very happy day. He comes from Bielsko-Biała, from the class in Bielsko-Biała, and the local brethren know him well. Now, dear brethren, we will move to the program that was prepared for today's evening. My dear brethren, this evening is another evening that we're able to spend together. I think we feel a great joy from this common fellowship that we can share. This evening, we are going to have the privilege to have a few short conversations with some brethren who have come to visit us from different parts of the world. First, in a few words, I would like to share the theme idea of this fellowship meeting, which I would like to be read from Hebrews 10:24-25. It is for thoughtful listeners. You might have noticed that this verse was already mentioned in a discourse, and Brother Olszewski already mentioned it, and we will read it. I would like this scripture to light our path this evening and guide our thinking about this common fellowship that we have with these brethren who will speak to us today. Let us read this scripture from Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In these words, the Apostle Paul reminds us to observe our fellow brethren in the truth, to provide positive stimulus for our fellow brethren, types of stimuli that would lead to love, greater love for our Heavenly Father and for our brethren,
that love may grow and that the faith that they have may become perfect. It is a common gathering of saints, just like the one that we've had over these past few days. It really plays an important role in the life of the saints, in those who have sacrificed their lives to the Lord. It's an integral part of our life because we don't live for ourselves, but Jesus Christ lives in us. This life in Christ should reveal itself through our activities and behaviors towards our brothers and sisters. We will read 2 Corinthians 4, 10 to 11. 2 Corinthians 4, 10 and 11. Always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. We all shared our well wishes to the brethren who began this day their walk with the Lord. I think these beautiful words of introduction can also be a wonderful wish for you, that your life may become similar to that of Christ, that his life will become true in yours through the love that you will show to other brethren in Christ. Returning back to the thought in Hebrews 10, the apostle emphasizes time. He says, all the more as you see the day drawing near. Some translations say the day of the Lord is drawing near. And what kind of day is mentioned here? What does it mean? It's about the day of the Lord. It is the day that will come after the completion of the church, when the door to the high calling is closed. It still is to happen.
To czy patrzymy jedni na drugich do pobudzania się?
Do we look at each other and try to stimulate each other unto good works and love? Even the more that if we understand and we see it, are we motivated in order to do so? Even the more that we see as this day draws near and the day of our salvation, we should have this common goal in our common meeting together. In these last, most recent times, there have been significant changes in the world and society that the world never ever saw before. The pandemic, which raged the world, brought on certain processes at accelerated speed in politics, in religion. These changes had a significant impact on our fellowship, too. What does our fellowship look like today? What do our meetings look like? Has anything changed? On one hand, the new opportunities have been opened. Opportunities for new fellowship, to organize conventions and meetings online. But on the other hand, along with those new phenomena, we see new challenges, dangers, which became a test for the faithful. I myself asked myself this question, how different brethren in various ecclesias around the world handle this problem. In preparing for tonight, I had a certain theme text in mind,
myślę, jak przyjechałem na konwencję, to miałem pustą.
But the rest of my thoughts were still open. And I spent time with the brethren in discussion and fellowship. And I've already shared this thought that I came with this vessel that I had already filled a little bit, but the rest was empty. And today, after several days of convention, I have gained a great blessing because this vessel is not only full, but it's overflowing. All these inspiring thoughts that I received from brethren, I received many inspiring verses, things to think about and consider. And in inviting some of the brethren today, I want them to share what their life looks like in their ecclesias for some specific examples. First, I would like to invite Brother Dyson from India. And now I will switch to English. Only in the last section will be the Polish language used. First, Brother Dyson, please.
Sprawdzimy, czy działają mikrofony.
Hello.
Let's test microphones. Okay.
Welcome. Hello.
Welcome, Brother Dyson.
Yes, brother.
I would like to introduce you here. Can you tell us what is your name and what ecclesia do you come from?
Okay. Thank you, dear brethren. First, grace and peace in the name of our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and myself, Brother Dyson, from India, and I came from the ecclesia in Tamil Nadu, Coimbatore, Ratnapuri ecclesia, one of the very oldest ecclesia in India, and many of our senior elder brothers visited and attended the international conventions in Poland. Mm-hmm. And I am the third generation Bible student, and I saw the picture of a Indian Bible student convention, and I saw my grandmother in that picture. So happy.
Mm. Okay. So it's southern part of India, right? So yeah. The majority of Indian brethren live in southern India.
Yes, brother. India, we have North India, South India. So in South India, we have majority of Bible students, brethren, in South India only.
Mm-hmm. And the Ecclesia Coimbatore, Ecclesia, can you tell us about how big the class is, roughly, just to get an idea?
Yes, brother. We have almost nearly 100 brothers and sisters in my class, and moreover 75 brethren and sisters are consecrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell us how does the spiritual life in your class look like nowadays?
Yes, brother, mostly we have elder brothers in my class. Mm-hmm. So from their guidance, as per our apostle Peter says, respect your elders and follow the words. So we the younger generation brothers and sisters are from the what our senior elder brothers is suggesting us, motivating us, we'll following that and as per the Bible scriptures.
What forms of meetings do you conduct in the class? What types?
Now we are conducting in physical mode, that is the physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 90% of the brothers and sisters are coming directly to the ecclesia to attend the various gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
And 10% are especially the senior elder brothers, they couldn't able to come to the ecclesia. They are attending via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are using several technologies because which is helping us. The OBS softwares, Zooms, Facebooks. So we are doing that.
Just to help the using these tools to for the benefit of the brethren.
For the elderly brothers, those who are unable to come to the ecclesia.
Yeah. So this is one of the dimensions for the forms of meetings. But what I also meant, what types of that means? Do you study the Bible, like the Berean study, or maybe you study volumes or other writings? Can you tell us about this?
Yes, brother. In Tuesdays, we are studying Tabernacle Shadows in our class. Then Wednesday, we are having the business meetings. Especially the senior brothers, they will be senior elder brothers will be visiting all the ecclesia members' houses, mm-hmm. and they will get a lot of information with their how their spiritual life is going on, mm-hmm. and they will what help they need. So everything will be planned and scheduled in Wednesdays. That is, we have a business meetings, mm-hmm. and Thursday we are studying the Revelation study, and moreover, we are doing the Berean study, like recently we have completed Corinthians, the mm-hmm. book of Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Now we are studying the book of Timothy. And in Sundays, the youth fellowship will have a choir. Then, about divine plan of the ages, mm-hmm. we are studying.
So this is a more topical study.
Yes,
right?
More topical study. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we are doing the basic study also. Basic doctrines.
Is the study based on some writings, like a volume, or you prepare the topics up front?
Okay, we have almost 53 basic doctrines. Mm-hmm. So based on that, we'll be giving each week, we'll have a one subject. So for the newly brethren,
yes,
those are coming, those will be the Christians, non-Bible students, yeah. we'll be telling the about the scriptures, how to study Bible, about the hell, all the basic doctrines. Then they will be consecrating later after mm-hmm. hearing all the doctrines. So that we are doing.
It's interesting how you mentioned so many meetings during the week, right? Yes. Sunday meeting is only one part of the whole class life or ecclesia life. Interesting. So you already mentioned that you meet mostly in person, and online meetings are only supplementary.
Yes,
right.
Yes. All right. So 90% of brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. We have to slow down. Okay. Can you tell us maybe your view on in what ways your classes changed in the last few recent years? As I understood, as you told me in our conversation, you were born and grown in this class, right? This is your home class.
Yes.
And you can tell us something about, you know, how you grew with the class, and recent years, as we mentioned, brought about some changes in society that also has influence on our fellowship, or maybe this new technology. New tools change the way you do the fellowship. Can you tell us about
this? Yes, brother. Usually we will be concentrating on the youths, because we have plenty of youths in Bible student, especially in our ecclesia. We felt is that growing from the children, mm-hmm. they from the age, as what they did in the children's class. So from that age itself, we have to give the truth to them, and it will be the similar kind of practice we are doing, practicing in our ecclesia. We have a children class, then we have the youth class. Motivating the youths by teaching about some of the interesting characters, the youth characters in Bible. So mm-hmm. like that, they will be we are doing like that.
So you do the work with children and children education.
Yes, starting from the small age itself. Yeah.
Great.
So that's why how I grown up.
I was interested myself, and I think the brethren might also be interested in public witness activity in your area and your class, and maybe some individual activity. I know you have some backgrounds. Can you tell us about this?
So this is an interesting question. Okay. Because almost all the ecclesias in India, they will be doing the public witnessing. That means preaching the gospel work and harvest work throughout the India. For that, there is no support from the government, especially from the Babylonian system. They are deadly against us. So even though we are not stopping, because as per the Bible says, so spread the gospel. So that's what, whatever persecution comes, we are not going to get fear or afraid for that. And still now we are doing the gospel work. Almost all the ecclesias will doing the gospel work in India.
You mentioned the persecutions. Can you tell us how big persecutions do you experience? And yeah.
So recently we don't have that much persecutions. Maybe before.
From which side do you get persecutions?
Yeah, is mostly from the Babylonian systems.
The Babylonian systems. Yeah.
They never allow us to give the tracts and to post the posters or the flux banners or advertise. They won't allow us to do that.
And any persecutions from the government? Or
yeah, of course, government, because our government, we have other religion government, so they never support Christianity, especially that two Bible students is not. They never support us.
I'm exploring this thought because many brethren are not aware. We live in the country that, you know, it's mostly Christian somehow. So we never have this side of like really other religions.
So earlier it was good, but now in the recent 10 years, the government changed. Mm-hmm. So there is no support for the Christianity in our country.
Let's move on and talk a little bit about our faith and our faith that is linked, should be linked with works. How our faith linked with works could motivate our brethren in the class. Our thoughts are still around this theme text.
So of course we read a lot of characters from Bible, especially from the ancient Vartis. Even though they are not going to get that heavenly prize or heavenly joy, so they did 100% they did in faith, very good in faith. So we motivate ourselves by learning, by seeing the characters in Bible, especially one among with our the most senior elder brothers will be there. So they never bother about anything, especially about their food or anything travel. But only thing they are concentrating more on how to elevate the brothers and sisters in class.
Mm-hmm.
So really our senior elder brothers are teaching a lot. I mean, their life is a very example for our faith. Mm-hmm. Also,
I have another question that might be more practical. What can I do on my own part so that other brethren could receive edification? We can also, everyone can ask himself, what can I do on my part? What is my responsibility so that other brethren get edified?
Okay, most importantly, dwelling with brethren is very, very important. As per Psalms 133:1, so whatever conventions, either it may be a Zoom or either it may be a physical, so we should attend all the conventions and
Let's repeat the psalm for the translation.
Yes.
Psalm 133 and verse 1. And you can move on. Yes, continue, please. Please continue your thought.
Yes, if we attend almost in recent years, we are attending only the Zoom conventions. Really, it was so useful, for especially in India. So we are conducting a lot of Zoom international conventions. So we could see some brethren, we are speaking to them and they are sharing the laws. And especially here in 2018, I couldn't make it. But in this year, me and some brethren from India, we are here. So that itself is a very biggest, love, sharing love for us.
Can you share maybe with one thing that really... you were surprised to see among the brethren, I'm not using the word shock, but sometimes, you know, with these cultural differences, you get this experience somehow. What is something that is uplifting to you, that's surprised you here among the brethren in Europe?
Okay, when I arrived in Poland, I could see some in Krakow, especially in Krakow Ecclesia. I could see a lot of the youths, the young brothers and sisters singing for a whole night with praising our God and our Lord. So really, usually in India, we use mostly we'll give preference for the reading Bible verses, doctrine speaking like that. But the sing of mean the praise to God and Lord is almost here. I could see wonderful. Even I was blessed with that. I can feel that God and Lord is with us with the sing of praise.
Oh, thank you for this statement. And in conclusion, we have to move on. I would like to ask you whether you would like to share some scripture, any scripture, to edify the brethren, to encourage them, a scripture that you could maybe shortly comment, so that you can provoke the brethren to love, good works, zeal in service for the Lord and brethren.
After asking this, getting this question, I like to remember or make all you to remember Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 and 28. I repeat, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 and 28. So we are all united in Christ. There is no Jew or no man or female, whatever it may be. We are connected to Christ, to the blood of Christ. So whoever it may be, whether it from India or whether it may be from Poland or whether it may be in Romania, whether it may be US, we are all united in Christ. So that's what our Christ and the teachings of our apostles said. So we could feel that in this room as well as in the upcoming years also the same. So I like to make all you to remember this wonderful verse.
Thank you very much, Brother Dayson. I appreciate these couple of thoughts that you were able to share with the brethren. And we are also glad to that you are with us at this convention. And please convey also our love, warmest love,
sure, brother,
to your brethren, and also give reports what you saw here. And
So on behalf of almost 3,000 plus Indian brethren, loving and greetings. I'm just sharing to all the brothers who are participating in this international convention.
Thank you very much. We have to move to the next interview.
Thanks for this
opportunity. I'm inviting Brother Tom Gilbert. Brother Tom Gilbert from the USA. Let's wait a few moments until Brother arrives at the table. Be my guest and our guest.
Thank you.
I appreciate you accepting this this assignment here. I mean,
sure.
It's a privilege to me to talk to you. I would like you to introduce yourself briefly. From what class do you come from? Which area of the United States? It's a big country.
Again, is this on?
Yeah, should be on.
Okay. My name is Tom Gilbert. My wife and I live in the Madison, Wisconsin area, about 2.5 hours drive northwest of Chicago. Our ecclesia is known as the Southern Wisconsin Bible Students. We don't identify with the city because there's a couple here, a couple there. And, so we're very, very scattered. And presently, we have not met in person since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, that's interesting.
We have met via Zoom.
There are still such classes that they have not met since that time, right?
Yeah,
when the pandemic started.
One of the reasons that we're still not meeting in person is the home in which we used to meet, the home of the other elder and his wife, Paul and Jean Mesra. Some of you may know their son, Jeff. He's back.
I know the name. Jeff is my friend.
Yes. And Jean had a stroke, and she's recovering from a stroke. And so there's lots of challenges on Brother Paul. And so we have not pushed the issue. Another reason is because once we transition to Zoom,
it's become more convenient.
Well, it's convenient, but we also have three people from Michigan meeting with us via Zoom. And they are a very valued part of our meeting.
There's a broader circle, I would say, in this
way. And they're concerned if we get back to in-person meetings, will we provide a connection for them?
Or you stay hybrid, the mix mode. How big is your class, briefly?
So the number that gather are 13.
13 brethren.
13.
Can you tell us about your spiritual life and spiritual life of your class in which way nowadays?
Well, we are all we have no children, so they're all adult meetings and studies. Before the pandemic, part of us gathered for weeknight study, but that got discontinued with the pandemic. We did not transition that one to Zoom.
To Zoom, yeah.
So we only
at least yet. As of yet.
As of yet. when we had our weeknight studies, one of our marathon studies was we studied the book of Revelation, and we lost track of how long that study took. It was somewhere between 14 and 16 years.
Oh, so this is speaking of the topics, right? What do you study apart from Revelation, which is also a very important topic? I presume you also study some other topics or some other types of meetings, forms of meetings.
Our meetings on Sunday are always devoted to study. And for quite a number of years now, we have been studying different books of the Bible. Right now, we are studying through the book of Jeremiah. Prior to that, we studied 1 Corinthians and then 2 Corinthians. We decided to go to an Old Testament. We may come to a New Testament book. But primarily, that is our mode of study.
Do you read and study topical study according to some writings, like volumes or reprints?
We have in the past. As I say, we in quite a number of years now, we've been studying different books of the Bible. All of us have been in the fellowship for quite some time. We've studied.
Already familiar with the writings.
Yeah.
All right.
And we've studied through those. We studied the book of Hebrews. A few years ago, and prior to conducting that study, we had a study through Tabernacle Shadows as a good basic material for that study of Hebrews.
In what way has your class changed in the last few years? You mentioned the beginning of pandemics that changed the manner you actually meet and utilize the new tools and technological opportunities. Have there been any other changes? I mean, apart from what you're saying, the class is getting older and older, right?
Yeah.
So no children. No perspective, in a sense. So no hope for continuity, at least in this area. Or maybe you conduct some public witness.
We have not conducted class-sponsored public witness for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's now hard in our area to utilize a facility like a school.
Yes, due to some restrictions.
Interestingly, Madison, Wisconsin happens to be the home of a nonprofit organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they are always campaigning. In fact,
any religion, right?
Yeah, having anything to do with public facilities. So they actually came out and protested years ago when we were holding a public witness, probably showing the For This Cause program at the one of the high schools, and they came out and protested to the school district that we were using it for religious purposes, a public building.
As we discussed before, a couple of times we talked before and during this convention, you mentioned a very interesting experience of public witness, but as an individual, not as a class.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, and can you tell the brethren as well?
Well, sure. individually we do our best to witness to those with whom we come in contact. Once I retired, I got involved in some volunteer work in my community, that mainly involves driving seniors who have no transportation to medical appointments or sometimes shopping. And this has given me a lot of opportunity to hear their life stories, and in some cases hear the tragedies that they're experiencing. As one example, a woman that I was driving, and you have opportunity during the drive to talk, and she was distraught because her son had recently committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And she said that her daughter blamed her, the mother, for the son's suicide, and especially because they were of the faith that believed that if you commit suicide, you can't go to heaven.
Oh.
So the daughter was very, very angry at her. Yes. So I was able to share what I believe. And one of the things that this has enabled me to do and is, I carry booklets in my car to give out.
You are always prepared.
I try to be.
So this is a lesson also for me. Always be prepared.
Yeah. Witness. Well, there are better examples in our fellowship than me. But, I was able to share that and to reassure her that the Bible guaranteed that she would see her son again, that he will have a place in the resurrection. And through these experiences, what has become has been a transformation to me is that suddenly the label of I'm witnessing, which always kind of made me nervous, has kind of gone away. I'm just sharing my life and just my experiences and my perspectives.
Simply and naturally speaking to the people.
Yeah, and now I just talk about what I believe in the course of normal conversation with complete strangers, and it's made the personal witnessing so much easier and more natural.
And I think there's a shorter distance between you and the other individual you're talking to.
Yeah, because it becomes more personal than...
More personal.
You know,
official...
Yes. Oh, manner. I've got to give this message.
Yeah.
No, you connect with the person.
Let's come back for a moment to the topic of our faith and how it can motivate our brethren in the class. The manner we do things in our class and how do we contribute. What is my part so that the other brethren would receive edification from your experience already from the ecclesia life?
I'm not sure how to answer that question. I mean, we have our meetings. We just recently, once a year, a few classes in the United States. Mm-hmm. We enjoy camping. Mm-hmm.
So we spend time together.
Yes. So mm-hmm. we have an annual camping weekend where we all get together. And we did that just, a week? Week or two before we left on this trip. We connect with each other a lot specific things I don't know, but.
Perhaps you would like to share some scripture with the brethren that they would receive some motivation to love, good works, and zeal. I mean, in the context of this theme scripture.
Can I share two?
Sure.
Okay.
It's better to speak scriptures than give your own thought.
Well, one that we talked about earlier
Ephesians?
Well, yeah, that's one. That was the one, but okay. Another, if I can just say a few words about Isaiah 61,
verses 1 and 2.
Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And that has become a motivation for some of the activities mm-hmm. that I do. And we've, you know, in working with that woman, you know, she was brokenhearted, and I had
yes,
the opportunity.
It was only one example.
That's only one example, yes. I could, we're out of time, but I could tell you many experiences, because some of you know we have a son who is in prison, an adopted son with mental health issues. And that has led to many stories and many impacts on our lives that have
brought about a lot of experiences in my life.
Yes, yes. The one relating to the brethren would be the Ephesians 4 passage.
Ephesians 4.
Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3.
Verses 2 and 3.
And this is a guideline that I like to remember, especially when we as brethren, because of our differences, sometimes perhaps irritate one another,
yes. or,
which is easy to do because we're all so different. And I'm reading it because I like it from the Phillips translation, the English Phillips translation. And it says, accept life with humility and patience, making allowances for each other because you love each other. And
because I think you love each other.
Yeah, you make the
encouragement to love.
But you make allowances for your differences because you love one another.
Not the opposite.
Not the opposite. make it your aim to be at one in the spirit, and you will inevitably be at peace with one another. So that says, if you strive for unity, it will automatically result in peace among you.
So this is the care and the focus that we should do for the care of the common assembly, as the scripture says.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Tom, for sharing these thoughts for the brethren. Please take warmest love to the brethren in your area from our convention. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I will take this opportunity to give you their love. I didn't do that during my discourse, but they all sent their love to
great.
This convention.
Now we have a turn for next interviewee, Brother Darren from Australia. So we have like representatives from various parts of the world, and we could go to the other part, so the second hemisphere. And could you please introduce yourself briefly from what area you are, from what ecclesia, how does the spiritual life in your area look like nowadays?
Hello, Brother Darius, and God bless, brethren. It's a privilege to be with you. I bring love from the brethren in Australia, my mother and my sister and her family. They live in Perth in Western Australia, and also bring love from the brethren in Romania, in Argezel and in Ulchuk, Hungarian-speaking brethren. So I would greet you with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 20 and 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on the behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So we bring that love, and we are all from different countries, but we are all ambassadors for Christ.
Yes. Brethren in Poland maybe mostly know Bible student brethren from Melbourne, but you are from different area of Australia.
Correct.
Where are you located, just to imagine?
That's correct. There's brethren scattered throughout Australia. I'm from the area in north of Brisbane, which is Gympie, and Ambor was
east of Australia,
the northeast.
Mm-hmm. Northeast.
There's brethren in Sydney, in Melbourne, in Adelaide, and in Perth.
How big is the class? Just
we have
some feeling.
Only a handful of brethren in our area, but if we are scattered in twos and threes, if we come together, which we haven't had so many opportunities.
How do you meet? Do you meet in person or in a meeting hall, or you meet online?
So we currently meet on online. So since 2018, our small
even before the pandemic started.
Before the pandemic, our small class of about 10 brethren had our studies. It had been held this way for some 50 years, mm-hmm. but with aging brethren. Health issues.
Yes.
We moved to technology and started with Skype. This was successful at first. It was strange not to be meeting in person. Unfortunately, we couldn't shake each other's hand and share the fellowship with a meal. But this was somewhat of a start of a change.
Yes. It was a generation change even before the pandemic started. How does the spiritual life of your class look nowadays? What does it mean, the class? I mean, are you actually a class or maybe some associated brethren some broader circle?
Correct.
How do you consider it?
We have Australian Bible students as we've joined with the larger community of brethren. And we have up to 25 brethren, English-speaking brethren. But as well as this, we have three other. So from one study on a Sunday, we now have three additional studies.
One Sunday during the week?
A Friday night, we have First John study.
First John. That's
Saturday morning, we have a James study.
James, Epistle of James.
The Sunday morning is our home class, is 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
And also our most holy faith. So there's two studies.
Oh, is it a topical study? No.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, topical studies. Mm-hmm. And also we have opportunity, myself is on a Monday morning to join some brethren in the U.S. and mm-hmm. a few other mm-hmm. countries, some I think from Poland too, and it's a prophetic study in Zechariah, Daniel, and Revelation.
Mm-hmm. With David Weiss?
Parkinson.
Jim Parkinson.
Yes.
Oh, Jim Parkinson. All right. We already touched this topic of changes in the last years, right? So some older brethren passed away, and then, of course, joining and associating with other brethren from other parts of Australia. And do you conduct any public witness activity in the area of maybe individually or as a class?
We have two forms. I would say our website is the Australian Bible Students.
New technology is involved.
The website is helpful. It keeps a witness activity happening for inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is personal contact, which we have within our workplace, our family, our friends. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a good opportunity to give a witness.
Witness. Mm-hmm. Coming to the topic of faith and good works, how can my faith motivate other brethren in the class? And how do I contribute? I mean, how does my faith motivates me to motivate the other brethren? Could you share some thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, we certainly, with Bible study, the helps, this encouragements, we use, the tools with Christian resources. We have our hard copies, our dictionaries, commentaries. I always think it's good, a pen and a paper, a notepad, mm-hmm. to join the study, be prepared for the study.
Oh, that's one of the thoughts that I learned from you. It's so simple that it's so obvious that you'll never mention it in this context. But I think I learned it myself to be better prepared for the meetings, to collect some scriptures, some thoughts from writings, so that to the brethren in the class during the study can benefit from that. So it's our input first.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. If we have prepared for the study, that is a primary reason. We're there to be edifying one another. and our elder brethren, they, if there's nobody discussing a point, they'll be saying, sorry if I'm talking too much, mm-hmm. but that's sort of encouraging you to, okay, let's share the, you know, raise the hand and share the thoughts also. We ask the younger people to read.
So you get involved, the young people, so that they feel themselves necessary or that they are integral part of the meeting.
Not just the young people, but that's important.
Maybe some friends of truth.
Yeah. Friends or some brethren that aren't comfortable to speak up, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, they'll be asked to read the scriptures that are citated. We have brethren from the Philippines join in.
Oh, can you tell us about the connections with Philippines brethren?
So some of the Australian brethren have visited the Philippines in the last number of years, which has been a wonderful witness for them. And that joined with online.
Do you conduct meetings together with them?
We do. Oh. We have, it's using Uber Conference, which is a different program, but.
Yeah, it's only a tool.
Yeah, so this is assisting the brethren in the Philippines. There's also in one of the other multinational studies, brethren from Finland. Sweden, the UK, and New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting. So it's a really international fellowship with the brethren.
Smaller groups between 10 and 25.
This is something that the new technology has enabled to open these opportunities for this kind of fellowship, despite the time zones.
That's correct.
It's really hard, especially for the Australian brethren. The time difference is so big that usually the meetings are, you know, late night or middle of the night or early morning.
So if I could just mention also my wife, Sister Melinda, she is Hungarian speaking, and she's been able to join a small, a group of Hungarian speaking brethren of 25 or 30. And it was the time zone that affected that she was unable to meet sometimes, but that wasn't possible prior to this technology.
I would like to ask you about, maybe you would like to share some scripture with brethren, the same as the other brothers had the opportunity to quote some passage and also comment to motivate other brethren to love, works, and zeal.
Yes, I can bring Romans chapter 15.
Romans 15.
And 1-6, and we need to certainly encourage each other in our faith. It reads, "Now we who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength and not just please ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproach of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Very inspiring scriptures. I think, thank you very much, Brother Darren, for these few words, few thoughts that you shared with us. Now it's turn for the last interviewee. And now we are going to switch into Polish language for Sinful for the translators. Zapraszam brata Przemysława Kurka.
Now invite brother Przemysław Kurek from Ukraine to join us. Brother Przemek, please speak slowly, but we have a little time, so we will try to use the time wisely. If you could just quickly introduce yourself, what's your name, where are you from, and what class are you from?
I come from the Lwów Ecclesia. I'm from the Lwów Ecclesia.
I live in Ukraine, although I come from Poland originally. And now I'm in Lwów because I was recently married. Could you tell us a few words about the spiritual life in the Lwów Ecclesia? What topics? What does the life look like? We meet on Sundays in our Ecclesia, where we always have three parts to our Sunday meetings, from around 11 o'clock to maybe 3 or 4 p.m. And what do you do during those meetings? We have topics like, for example, the Gospel of Matthew. We also study Revelation. And also the sixth volume. So you have quite a nice diverse topic to choose from. Right now, we're talking about practical topics, like how to be a part of Ecclesia. This is kind of the idea of the organization of the new creation. Yes, exactly. And are there other forms of meetings that you have in your class? Yes, we also have meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the evening. So we have lots of weeknight meetings, and also Saturday, and also Sunday, so practically every day. But they're all in online, correct? Yes, those weeknight meetings are online, and only the one on Sunday is in person. So do you come to an ecclesia? No, we go to brethren's home. The brethren invite each other. I'd like to ask you that with this change, when you came to live in Poland, since then, do you see a difference, something that maybe surprised you or that builds you up, something you see in maybe a different way of leading meetings that inspires you? What's interesting is that the brethren in Lwów, from not too long ago, they began leading online studies. They used to have it on Skype, and now they have it on Zoom. It's quite encouraging to see that they are able to use this form of meeting, and it wasn't such a big shock to them that the Zoom Bible study environment began, because the brethren were already ready and prepared for it in a sense. Now, what about the war actions that are happening in Ukraine? Do they have influence on your Bible study? Do you have any types of restrictions, or can you meet freely? Because, of course, external circumstances can definitely have an impact on what happens in the fellowship. Well, right now, we have pretty much freedom when it comes to meeting together. When it comes to fear of the situation, some brethren are worried that they might be drafted into the army. So in a way, they're afraid to show up to the meeting physically because they're worried that they might be stopped and taken into the army. Is there any type of persecution on the part of the government that you experienced? No, rather not. Do you have many witness opportunities? We have a website in Ukrainian and in Russian as well, where there are reprints, the volume. We also have some YouTube videos with nice music that present for example, the photo drama or other articles from Brother Russell. Yes, thank you. So it looks like you also have online efforts in order to share the good word with those who are looking for it. Does faith, supported by works, in your case, motivate our fellow brethren? I can tell you about time. For example, I'll start with new opportunities when it comes to leading meetings. We have a testimony meeting that is thematic. So for example, a week before the meeting, we will choose a verse from the mana text and the comment to the mana, for example, about patience. And everyone prepares for a week, and they try to work on this concept of patience and collect stories about how they practiced it and to share how it worked out. Did they, in fact, have patience or maybe not really? So it's almost kind of like we get homework, we have to prepare for the homework, so then we can then share something positive so that other people can benefit from it. Unfortunately, our time has run away with us, so we have to bring the meeting to a close. So at the end of our little talk here, I wanted to ask you, brother, do you have a verse that you would like to share with us in order to stimulate us to good works, and maybe a quick commentary? I don't have a verse, but I just wanted to provide a comment. Just to summarize, the general service to the Lord, you know, I ask myself, what does it mean to serve God? It means to serve the body of Christ, to serve His Christ, the members of His body. That's why we should be paying attention to this, paying the most attention to it, to serve our brethren, especially those who are elderly and isolated, to build them up with our words and our actions. Thank you very much, Brother Przemek. I wish we had more time in order to talk, but our time is running away with us and has come to an end. Brotherly fellowship is very important. These words that I shared as a theme text really, truly inspire me. Even from the beginning of this convention, they inspired me, and I just wanted to underline again how important this common fellowship is. It's more important than us ourselves. It's look at others, not just at ourselves. I think it's a lesson that flows from these words, even the more so that we see that this day of the Lord is coming near. This brotherly fellowship should be a two-way street. First, you give positive, something positive. You put something positive. You bring it to your ecclesia so that others can benefit from it. And what others bring, we benefit from that. That is the true concept here. So let us pay close special attention not to forsake the meeting of ourselves together, because from meeting together we receive a blessing. Last verse, Matthew 5:15 or 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The fellowship that we had today, before I turn it back to Brother Mariusz, I wanted to just share a hymn, 46, in the Polish hymnbook. Brother Hubert has prepared this
him for us. He tried his best, and I'm very, very grateful for his help. So I would like this hymn to sound here in this room as we finish up our fellowship. We're going to stand and sing it.
Powiem po polsku, zanim bracia jeszcze, żeby się tłumacze nie zmieniali, zanim bracia się ustawią.
Before the brethren align themselves up, after this meeting, there's the opportunity to buy book and pictures and to buy any other literature, because tomorrow we will only be selling the pictures and the discourse book. But if you want to buy any type of other literature, you must do so, please, after this meeting is the last opportunity for that. Let's listen to the words of this hymn.
Tutaj na czwartej i piątej zwrotce chcielibyśmy,
we would ask that all the brethren would join us together in singing so that we can sing together. So the brothers will begin and sing the first three, and then the fourth and fifth, we would invite you all to sing with us this beautiful hymn.
Amen.
Dziękujemy braciom.
Thank you, dear brother. This was a hymn to close the day. Now I ask that we all rise. We will all pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Który jesteś w niebie, święć się imię Twoje, przyjdź królestwo Twoje, bądź wola Twoja, jako w niebie, tak i na ziemi, chleba naszego powszedniego, daj nam dzisiaj i odpuść nam nasze winy, jako i my odpuszczamy naszym winowajcom i nie opuszczaj nas w pokuszeniach, ale nas zbaw ode złego. Amen. Życzę dobrej nocy.
I wish you all a good night. Till tomorrow.